This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry will end this evening. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties are making concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said all infiltrators will be sent back if the BJP comes to power in West Bengal. Addressing an election rally in Assam's Patharkandi, Mr. Shah alleged that Congress gave shelter to infiltrators in Assam's Borak Valley.
This land is ours. These infiltrators are taking away the employment of our youth. They are taking a share of poor people's rice and paddy fields. They are taking away the labor of the tea garden workers. We will not let this happen. Bharatiya Janata Party will do the work of taking infiltrators out of the country.
Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, addressing a press conference in Guwahati, came down heavily on BJP leader and Chief Minister of Assam, Himanta Biswa Sarma, alleging that he is working only for his family's development. He said the centre must probe into allegations of Himanta's wife possessing assets abroad and having passports of three countries. He also said Assam's son, Zubain, did not get justice.
Assam's son, Zubin, has not received justice. Instead of establishing a fast-track court promptly, it was constituted only after 6 months. It is unclear whom this delay was intended to protect. Once our government is formed, we are committed to delivering justice within 100 days and ensuring that the perpetrators are duly punished.
In West Bengal, over 32 lakh voters have been confirmed as eligible, while nearly 27 lakh have been marked ineligible, as the Election Commission released the full list of voters under judicial review under the Special Intensive Revision of the Electoral Roll. For the first time, district-wise details have been made public, with voters clearly classified as eligible or ineligible. According to the report, more than 60 lakh names were under scrutiny. The BJP has condemned the alleged remarks of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge on Gujaratis. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said Mr. Kharge's remarks that Gujaratis are uneducated is shameless and utterly despicable. He said the elections come and go, but the president of the Congress has abandoned all decorum. Mr. Prasad said Gujarat's literacy rate is 82% and it has improved significantly under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He demanded that Mr. Kharge must apologize to the people of Gujarat. Assam police today conducted searches at Congress leader Pawan Khera's residence in New Delhi. The searches came after Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma's wife, Vinicky Bhuyan Sarma, lodged an FIR against Mr. Khera. The government has decided to double the daily allocation of 5 kg free trade LPG cylinders available for distribution to migrant labourers across states. Secretary of Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to chief secretaries of all states and union territories in this regard. He said these 5 kg LPG cylinders will be made available to state governments and their food and civil supplies departments for supplying only to migrant labourers in their state with the support of oil marketing companies. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today announced the regularization of unauthorized colonies of Delhi on as-is-where-is basis. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, he said existing structures will be recognized while future constructions must adhere strictly to municipal corporation norms. The minister stated that the people of Delhi have faced long-standing urban challenges, many of which remain unresolved due to a lack of coordination between agencies and governments in the past. He reaffirmed that the government remains committed to systematic and phased urban reforms for Delhi's residents. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Rajasthan Royals are currently placed third on the points table, while Mumbai Indians are in sixth position. Royal Challengers Bengaluru occupy the second spot. And with that, we end this news bulletin.